Amen. Please be seated. Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus Christ, risen and exalted one, we glorify your name here in this place. And we lift you up because you are the one who has conquered death for us and invited us into eternal life. And we pray now that the same Spirit that raised you from the dead would dwell in us, would stir our hearts and our minds to know and to love you more and more for the glory of your name. Amen. We are here today to proclaim and celebrate the best news in the history of the world, that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead and the world is changed. This is something unprecedented in the history of the world that has happened. Death has been undone. With that first breath, that heart beating anew, the cells of his body regenerated, Jesus Christ was raised from the dead on that first Easter morning. And from that moment on, hope has flooded into the world. Good news for sinners is proclaimed to every corner of the earth. Christ is risen. Death has lost its sting. Hallelujah. We want to say this morning that Easter is good news for the world. And more than that, it's good news for you. So to look at this good news, I want to frame this message with a simple question. Why was the stone rolled away? Why was the stone rolled away? The answer might not be as obvious as we think. When we look to our gospel text in Matthew chapter 28, we read that the two Marys went at dawn to the tomb of the Lord Jesus. But instead of seeing a sealed tomb as they expected, they encountered an angel of the Lord, and there was a mighty earthquake. The text says that an angel descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it as he told the women this good news that Christ is risen. Now the question is, why did the angel do that? Why did he roll away that stone and sit on top of it? Now to get at this, we need to understand something about these kind of stones that sealed up tombs. Based on what we know about ancient tombs in that era, that this was a tomb belonging to a rich man, Joseph of Arimathea. It was a new tomb, unused. The great stone placed in front of that tomb was likely huge and extremely heavy. Some scholars think that it may have been 5 to 6 feet in diameter, 1 foot thick, and weigh 1 to 2 tons. So 2,000 to 4,000 pounds. Something that would take many men to move it. These stones were massive, immovable, meant to completely seal off a tomb so that no grave robbers could get in and steal anything. There was never a thought of someone getting out of the tomb, but it was preventing people from getting in. In the Gospel of Mark, when he tells this story, the women are going to the tomb and they're asking themselves, who will roll away the stone for us? Because they certainly can't. This stone is also representative. It's a metaphor representing for us the finality of death. Death is something that all of us will experience. 10 out of 10 people will die someday. And death has always, always had the last word. Its work is sealed up. It cannot be budged. It cannot be overcome. This stone represents the immovable boundary between life and death. So the question, who will move the stone for us, is another way of asking, who can give us access beyond the grave? Who can help us see what is beyond what is knowable? This is something that no one in the history of humanity, by virtue of their great learning or skill or their wealth or their legacy, no one can overcome. The tomb is shut. This massive stone has sealed the way between life and death. So we have in our text an angel from the Lord descending from heaven, his appearance as lightning, his clothing white as snow, and he easily rolls back the stone and then sits on top of it, like a conquering warrior sitting on the spoils of victory. I imagine him kind of dangling his feet there as he talks to the women. A bit of a taunt to the enemies of life, as if daring them to put that stone back, try to undo what the Lord has accomplished. And the angel says to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen as he said. Come, see the place where he lay." He is not here. He is risen. Not risen in their hearts. Not risen as a metaphor or an allegory for life, but truly, physically risen. There is no body. There is no corpse in this tomb. The tomb that is now uncovered is empty. So then back to our question. Why was the stone rolled away from a tomb that was already empty? It wasn't to let Jesus out, because he wasn't there. The stone was not rolled away so that Jesus could get out, but so that these women, his disciples, could get in. "Come and see the place where he lay," the angel says. "Come and see this memorial to death's defeat. Come and see what this sealed tomb was supposed to house for the rest of time, but it has been overcome." The stone is rolled away in order to give us a glimpse of life beyond death and to invite us to come and see and believe that death has been overcome by Jesus. And now death no longer has the final word. The seal has been broken. The stone has been rolled away. And so now we are invited to come and see this earth-shattering miracle, to believe in the one who has conquered. The angel rolling away the stone is a sign to us that the way is now open to us to enter this empty tomb, to see and know for ourselves the truth of Jesus' resurrection, and to enter into new and eternal life with him. Because throughout all of humanity, this way past death was always and ever closed off, a giant stone in the way that could not be moved. But now the death of death means that life is opened to us when we cling to the one who has overcome it. The stone rolled away is an invitation for all of us. Come in. Come in and believe and know and enter into this life beyond death. And then the angel gives to the women another promise. You will see him. Go and tell the others, and you will behold him in Galilee, the angel says. Come and see. Come and believe that Christ has overcome death, and then you will see him. That's the promise that's given to us. And so as these women run off with fear and great joy to see the Lord beats them to the punch and meets them on the road. Because no matter how hard we are seeking Jesus, he is always seeking us first. And the risen Lord comes to meet with us. The Lord greets them. He receives their worship as they fall down at his feet and worship him. And he tells them to not be afraid. Do not be afraid, because death has now lost its sting. Everything is going to be all right, because everything sad is coming untrue. The world has changed now that death has been overcome, and there is no more need for fear. Do not be afraid, for the Lord of life has met with you. The risen Lord Jesus wants to meet with you and me as well, and tell you, do not be afraid. Whatever anxiety is keeping you up at night, whatever pain of grief that still stings at your heart, whatever fear of suffering drives you and your actions, it's going to be okay, because Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Do not be afraid. This invitation into the empty tomb is an invitation to trust in Him, the Lord of life. So come in. Come and believe in the risen Lord Jesus. Behold that empty tomb. See where He lay. Explore for yourself the evidence that Christ has overcome the grave, that the resurrection is a real event in history that changes everything and can change you. And behold the risen Savior who meets with you, sometimes even before you're ready to meet with Him. The one who banishes all of our fears. The stone has been rolled away so that you and I can see the hope that lies beyond death. That the tomb is empty, death has lost its sting, and our fears are emptied of their power. The invitation is for all of us to come in and see, believe in Jesus, and join Him in the life that transcends death. And that's what happens when we follow Jesus, when we put our trust in Him. When we cling to Him, He brings us through death with Him into eternal life. He even brings eternity to us here and now. The abundant life of heaven can be ours in Christ. And this is the gift that baptism invites us into. What we'll get to participate in today in just a few minutes as we invite Charlotte and Jack into this sacrament of life. Baptism is the sacrament that brings us into the life of Christ, joined to His death and resurrection. It is a dying and a rising with Him. Our old life is gone and done away with, and the new creation has come and can now never be taken away from us in our baptism. This is not just a one-time event, but it's the beginning, the initiation into a lifelong journey of faith and eternal life. It's the initiation into a new identity as a beloved child of God, member of this family of faith, the body of Christ of which Jesus is our head. Our Colossians reading reminds us that we have been raised with Christ, and our whole life then is about seeking the things that are above with Him. That's the goodness that we get to witness being poured out upon these two children today. To see them cross the threshold of that empty tomb and join with Christ in the new and eternal life that He offers. The Lord Jesus meeting with them before they even have the capacity to meet Him themselves. In love, He pours out the grace of the forgiveness of sins, the gift of everlasting life, and the promise of a secure future in His love. This is a gift for all of us in the baptized life, because the stone has been rolled away. That rolled away stone now becomes for us a cornerstone of our faith, that Christ has overcome death and invites us in to come and see, come and believe, come and enter into the eternal life with Him. The one who has defeated death and Satan, the one who has paid the price for all of our sins, and they have no more power over us. Now all other gods, all other religions, all powers and principalities and nations and authorities will bow down to the one who has won the greatest victory and who stands as the conqueror. that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow in heaven and on earth, and every tongue confess that he is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And all of us are invited to participate and share in this joy, to share in this victory, and to rest in the promises that our baptism invites us into. And for all of us, that's the invitation as we participate in this for two children today, to remember and rejoice in the fact that the one to whom we belong is the one who has overcome death and invites us into his victory and says, do not be afraid. As we sang in our opening hymn, vain the stone, the watch, the seal. Christ has burst the gates of hell. Death in vain forbids him rise. Christ has opened paradise. The stone, the watch, the seal, they are in vain to us. Paradise is open to you and to me, to Jack and to Charlotte, because in the power of God, the seal of death is broken and the stone is rolled away. So come on in. Come and cling to the Lord of life and rest in his eternal joy. And so forever we will make our song together. Alleluia. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen and amen.